in focus here on this programme today. And just thinking about some of the things that, you know, my mother would have taught me. She always gave me the impression that mommy knew best. And I presume she does. And that mothers do know best to some extent. Let me speak to Dr. Carol Cooper, who is a child health and parenting expert. Dr. Cooper, good morning.
Good morning.
Are parents becoming a little too fussy, a little too worried?
Well, we certainly know how much they're worrying now, because the Tesco Baby Survey shows that they're worrying, as you say, 3 hours a day on average. That's solid worrying. And actually in Northern Ireland, they're worrying a tad more than that. They're worrying nearly 3.5 hours a day.
Well, what are they worrying about?
Well, now, the top concerns seem to be about the child getting an illness. That's a top concern. But they're also worried about the cost of raising a baby, about whether they should go back to work. They're worried about health and safety. They're worried about whether their standards are slipping generally around the house and that they're living in a pigsty. And they're worried about a whole host of things. And I just wish there was a way they could worry a little bit less about some of these things and actually enjoy their baby more.
Well, you are the expert, so tell young moms who are maybe changing a nappy as they're listening to this programme how to settle the head. What's the advice?
Well, I think I've got different advice for all of the worries, but my top piece of advice would be get the health sorted and make sure your baby's got the routine immunisations. And when it comes to health, always go to a reputable source of information if you're going online. So I'd recommend something like NHS Choices website. And then remember who there is to turn to for advice, because apart from the GP and the health visitor, there's also pharmacies, for example, attached to the larger supermarkets like Tesco. And these can be sources of advice that are open, you know, late evening and at weekends, when perhaps it's a bit harder to get informal advice from other health professionals. So that would be my main advice on the health front. And then when it comes to health and safety, there's really no substitute for actually supervising your child and actually being there. And that's something that parents often find a little bit hard to get right, because you know about helicopter parents. They're there hovering over their child. And actually, what a baby needs to learn skills is just to be allowed to learn, but a parent needs to supervise.
So don't crowd them too much.
Exactly. I think provide the right environment for them to learn, and do keep an eye on them, because they can get into all sorts of trouble. And the more children you have, the more trouble they seem to get into. I can tell you that from having twins. And I think, you know, when it comes to the cost of raising a baby, there's quite a lot you can do there as well. Well, for a start, you don't need to buy absolutely everything you see on the shelves or in a magazine. And you can save up for the important things, and you can make best use of deals. So Tesco Baby Club's got an event in the larger stores and online from the 16th of January, and that runs for 2 weeks. So there'll be great deals there on things that parents need to buy, and which should ease the wallet a bit, especially in January.
So look out for your bargains. There's another bit of advice.
Look out for your bargains and buy the right things that suit your lifestyle. That would also be a big tip for me, because the gadget that suits one family, you know, will not suit everybody else.
Yeah, don't spoil them. Don't spoil them, and don't just buy it because the neighbour happens to have one as well. Carol, always good to speak to you. Thank you. Thank you.
It's my pleasure, Frank.
Health and parenting expert Dr. Carol Cooper on the programme.